You're listening to Dubstep
and Matt.
Yes, Bo.
What do you call a rabbit running away from you in a straight line?
I don't know, Bo.
A receding hairline. It's funny because I am receding.
Hey, I don't want to fucking hear it. You just have a hairline.
Well, I didn't say bald, Matt.
Yeah, you don't have like a widow's peak or anything.
Enjoy not having a solar panel.
Hey, guys, bald is beautiful.
Bald is beautiful. Bald and bearded, baby.
Oh, that's the best way to be.
That's how I like my men. BBs. Bald and beautiful.
A study proved that people take you more seriously and find you more trustworthy when you're bald.
Huh. My balls are bald.
Well, I don't think that counts.
Will they take my
balls?
Unless
you're showing everybody your balls.
You want to see my balls?
I mean, sure, why not?
If someone's seeing those, well, I think they're already taking
them. Oh, God, why are they purple?
Or it's a charity case.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, it's good for me, but...
Or he's just that good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair enough.
He's a good time boy.
Yeah. Some girls, you know...
Were your guys' windshields, like, super, like, iced over this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking winter in South Dakota.
Okay, well,
remote,
so you know how I changed. Yeah, me too. You know how I changed out my heat, like my heater core, my heater valve, like all that shit. Like not this past.
Is
winter,
there a punchline coming, or are you just taking up podcast time?
Well, I went to scrape off the windows on the inside because like the frost was freezing on my windows on the inside.
Oh.
So I used my Sam's Club card, but only got 20% off.
Thank you for having a punchline.
That's a
for
dual
that.
Interruption right yeah. there. Yeah. That was
you're
good.
Welcome, ladies
that
and gentlemen.
That counts twice. Yep. You get bonus points.
Absolutely.
Matt
doesn't even know.
Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Luke, and I'll be playing Ash.
Liar.
Hello, Daniel. We'll see who I play tonight.
Oh, I don't even know if there's a surprise coming.
My name's Norris, and I will be playing Bo.
I'm Jason. We'll be playing Jangor Darkmoon.
Fucking guy.
My name's Sean, and I'll be playing Fallen.
Previously on Dubstep and Dragons, all but Bo got into a fight.
Norris, sir.
All but fucking.
You're playing Bo. You said you're playing Bo.
Yeah, you just say you're playing Bo. So tonight, Norris is Bo.
Norris is playing Bo.
Yeah. So tonight, it's Bo.
You know, actually, that fucking tracks, and I'm mad about it a little bit.
It's same.
Fuck off.
You're the only one that I get the names mixed up on.
It's because me and
you're
Norris,
the same guy.
Me and Norris.
Never called me Jangor.
No, never.
Same, but different.
I've also never called Jangor Jason. I do have to pause and think for a second.
Of how to pronounce Jangor, because
yeah.
I do.
Nobody says it.
Drangor?
What's it supposed to be?
Dringor. Like grin, but with a D?
Dringor. Why is it spelled wrong?
It's not. It's D-R-I-N.
It's D-R-E-N.
No, didn't we have this conversation about Sean's name
it.
Earlier?
That's not how it's spelled.
That's how you spell it, you ignorant fuck.
Oh, it's not a soft spot or anything.
Hey, I had a soft spot once. That guy fixed it, though.
Jason, I see your hard spot down there.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So because of Bo's absence last session, so he did not get to participate in the cage fights.
Welcome back.
We're going to pick up with Norris's cage fight. So just to keep everything straight in everybody's mind, Bo's fight happened earlier in the day because the last fight of the day was Fallen. Because his opponent was a drow, and they wanted to keep it even. Anyway, so this is a bit out of order, so this is happening earlier in the day.
You can't hand me something white and say, smell this, dude.
Sorry, that was not supposed to be an interruption. I just wanted you to smell my chapstick.
Yeah, I'm sure that's chapstick.
It is. It's Carmex.
Let me just see what are you doing?
Smell the cap.
We're not going to get any episodes.
Why are you not? Nobody trusts you when you're like, smell this.
To be fair, if I got given an inconspicuous white tube, it's like, hey, smell this. I see this.
I would assume smelling salt. Somebody did that to me. Those things are fucking brutal.
Oh, I was thinking a little bug sugar. little stripper
booger
glitter.
Sugar.
Little stripper glitter.
So the fight.
Anyway,
Norris needs some.
I'm going to explain some things. So I have this dice in the middle of the arena.
I think it's pronounced die.
I have this die Thank in the middle sir. Of the arena. I'm gonna make you die.
Ooh. Do it, baby.
So this is a 10-foot post sticking out of the ground, and it's covered in clubs, and it's spinning.
Okay.
So if you're able to move your opponent into within 5 feet of it, it does bludgeoning damage to your opponent. The arena is 60 feet across, so half is 30. I know you're struggle with math.
I got fingers.
So half is 30, full is 60.
I've got friends.
And and yeah, roll initiative.
All right.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
You're gonna eat my ass?
Oh, that's weird. That's not a great initiative.
Mine's pretty damn good.
So
that's a 21.
Ash, what are you thinking
about? You're going
the whole,
first.
Perfect. Whole Norris thing. You think he stands a chance?
Go.
We'll see. Wait, he hasn't been fighting.
So you
well
see
lately.
Across the arena.
Who am I fighting?
Across
I don't even know who I'm fighting.
Across the arena, you see a looking like early 30s man, brown skin, kind of caramel colored skin, black hair, dressed in the flowing silk clothing of this area. He looks like he's probably a local. And they announce him as Zaheer.
I would, All right, hang on.
Put a baby in me, Zaheer.
Get over, Zaheer.
All right, so how far out do the clubs go?
It's a 5-foot radius. So if you're base to base with it, it's hitting you.
I've never been base-to-base to anything. All right, so I'm
going to
take
what
my...
Means.
hey, baby.
Hey.
I'm going... So how far... You said it's 60, so it's 60 this way, 60 that way?
Yes, that's how circles work.
Oh, wow, we got a fucking genius over here. Sorry, I'm from the South. All right, I'm going to... I'm going to go 40 feet movement, which is my full movement.
So you're going to basically move around, keep a nice perimeter around this.
Indubitably.
Okay. That'll get you about right there.
And then Then I'm going to bonus action rage. And then I would, I'll just like to use my catchphrase and say, "Get over, Zaheer."
Okay. So you bonus action rage, nothing for your action.
No, I don't really have anything for it. Can I hold an action?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll hold an action.
What action are you holding? You're going to punch him whenever he gets
real
close?
Hard.
Okay. You see Zaheer. As you're charging towards him, he starts charging towards you and meets you at your 40 feet.
Perfect.
Go ahead, as he comes into your attack range, go ahead and make your attacks.
I get two attacks. I'm going to attack Reckless Great Weapons Master. So that just means I subtract 5, so I get plus 5 to hit. So first one is going to be a 16 to hit.
16 does not hit.
The other one doesn't hit either then.
Okay. So I take it you did not go reckless?
You went reckless. You get it.
Oh, that was... Two dice oh, again. Just kidding. I did do reckless.
So that was just your first
that
attack?
That was just my first one, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say this one probably hits. 21 to hit.
21 does hit.
Perfect. And so that's a 16. And then... Tw- 22 damage.
Okay.
And then, wait a second here. I know I got something for your ass.
So with that, he is going
I said, wait. Then I'm going to action surge.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to attack him again, Reckless Great Weapons Master.
Okay. Well, real quick, on that first one, that hit, I am going to use my reaction to deflect the blow, to deflect the attack. Let me roll a d10 real quick.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I know we were literally just talking about this. I've played this for a long time. I should know. I didn't know what like your reactions could do.
So I negate all of the damage from that, and I need a dexterity saving throw from you.
That was a lot of damage.
Yeah, it was 22. I can negate 1d10 plus 18.
I failed.
Okay, so you will take... As you swing at him, and he just kind of leans back and deflects, and he actually takes your hand and moves it around and smacks you upside the head with it, and you take 21 force damage as you punch yourself in the face.
Half to 11?
Half to 10.
Wow. That actually tracks.
That's exactly what he says. He says, stop hitting yourself.
That actually tracks for Norris.
And then you can make your two attacks for your action surge.
Okay.
So I got to mark one.
Oh, that's not good. That's awesome. Neither one of those. Well, that first one does not hit.
I was going to say, you're still reckless, so.
Yeah. I don't think that one hits either. 17?
17 does not hit.
Yep.
Okay. So
you wasted that.
He deflects the first one, and then the ones after that, you're kind of dazed, and he just dodges out of the way. And as soon as you miss with that last shot, he just lightning fast unloads two punches into you. You were reckless, so he has advantage on these. But I roll like shit. That's only a 16 to hit. That's not going to hit. And then on the second, 30 to hit.
No.
I need a con saving throw.
I use my reaction to say fuck you and you don't hit me. All right, you need a what, so?
Con saving throw, DC 17.
I'm going to say I pass because it's a 15. I got a plus 9. I'm not doing that math.
He's going to maneuver around to right there. Okay, so you are not stunned. And I need a... DC 17 strength saving throw.
Fuck you. I fell.
Okay. As you are pushed backwards directly into the whirling dervish of clubs, you're going to take 3d6. You're going to take 10 damage, half to 5.
Okay.
Bludgeoning.
Can I ask what you did, though?
So I used a push attack and pushed you 15 feet back into the whirly dervish thing.
The whirly derb.
And then I am going to use my bonus action to use patient defense.
I don't know what that is.
That means that you that I am in a defensive stance, and you have disadvantage on all attacks against me.
Okay. That's gay.
And I gain...
Not in a homosexual way. Just.
And I gain 14 temporary hit points.
Yeah. Question, Mr. DM?
Yes.
If I went reckless again, would that just mean a flat roll?
Yes.
Okay.
Which, with that, it does bring us to your turn.
Perfect. I am going to use my movement to move out of this whirly dirt.
Up into his face?
Nope. Kay. I want to move.
I had a name for it, but I can't remember what the name I came up with for the the spinny club messy uppy thing. Oh, probably. You're probably
I
right.
want to move 10 foot in front of him.
You are 10 foot in front of him.
The opposite way.
You want to move this way?
Yep.
Okay.
And then for my action, bonus action, I'm going to manifest Echo right behind him.
Okay.
And then I'll just hold an action.
Okay. You're going to hold your attack action?
Yep.
Are you sure you don't just want to hit him with your echo?
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can manifest him and attack with him on the same turn.
Yeah, because manifest is bonus action. Attack is action.
Fuck yeah, I want to do that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to attack him, Reckless Great Weapons Master, with my echo.
Okay.
Fucking A. How long have we been playing this shit? And I fucking didn't know that one. God, I'm an idiot.
I've told you before.
You have, but I stand by what I said. I'm a fucking idiot.
And you're just rolling flat rolls, right?
Yeah, but I still get advantage, right?
No. No, you have disadvantage. Your advantage is canceling it out.
Okay.
And you have to subtract 5 for your...
Which one to roll?
Right.
I do not hit.
Okay, first one misses.
I don't think a 16 hits.
No, a 16 does not hit.
Both misses.
Okay. Your echo does get opportunity attacks, if I'm correct, right? I'm just going to say it does, because I'm pretty sure it does. So he's going to turn around, and he's going to punch your echo.
Okay.
Oh, what am I doing? That's not even close to the right dice. That is going to be... Oh, that's not great. 17 to hit. I don't think that hits your echo.
Not.
Okay, swing again. 30 to hit. That's going to get rid of your echo. And then I'm going to move around to here and flurry of blows. At this level, I get 3 attacks on my flurry of blows. First attack is going to be a 28 to hit.
Yep.
Okay, I need a con saving throw and a strength saving throw.
That's 21 for con.
Okay, that passes.
I
didn't do any... I didn't calculate any damage for his last round of attacks, did I?
28. Yeah, for his last round?
Yeah, I only calculated when you hit the post.
Oh, well, go ahead and do that. But before you do that, I'm going to tell you my strength is a 28.
Okay, so both of them fail.
Fail?
I mean, you pass. You pass.
I was like, God
Sorry.
Damn, what
both
am I
pass.
Rolling against here?
I mean, I failed.
Jeez. Damn. God damn, Loch Ness Monster.
So for the last turn, I hit you twice, right?
Yes. Yes.
Or did I? Okay.
Yes, we'll say twice because I can't remember.
Okay.
I know.
So for the first one, you're only going to take 7. For the next one, you're going to take 3, so total of 10 for last round. And then for this round, he hit you with the 1. So that's going to be 11 for 5. That's going to hit. So we got 5. That's going to hit for 8, so 13. You're going to take a total of 19 damage.
Is this already halved?
Yeah, that's already halved. That's his 3 attacks.
That's why you're my favorite DM.
Just trying to make it easy for you, man. And then I need one more strength saving throw.
One more strength?
Yep.
That's 25.
Okay, that passes. And that's your turn.
Okay.
This time he did not take patient defense. He chose to do some damage to you. So you do not have disadvantage this round.
Okay, I'm going to do the same thing where I move 10 feet in front of him this way.
Okay, you're gonna take an attack of opportunity.
Actually, how much space do I have between me and the wall over there?
About 10 feet.
I'll manifest Echo right behind him as a bonus action.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my action to attack him with my Echo Reckless Great Weapons Master.
Okay.
And that is going to be an 18 to hit.
Misses.
This one's also going to miss then. And then,
he's got a decent AC, so you might drop the Great Weapons Master.
What does that do?
So, Great Weapons Master subtracts 5 from
your. Just do reckless.
Yeah, you can just do reckless. Then you don't subtract the 5.
Okay, perfect.
Makes
well,
you more likely to hit.
Then I'm going to unleash Incarnate on this guy.
Okay.
Additional melee. So can I drop it here then? Or would I have to keep what I
Yeah, you can drop it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then yeah, I'll just do reckless on him.
Okay.
That is going to be a 26 to hit.
That'll hit.
All right. I don't like the fact that you just dropped a die. 19 damage.
I need a dexterity saving throw.
You're a bitch. that is going to be 19.
Okay, passes. I negate all of the damage, but I don't strike you back.
Are you fucking Mr. Miyagi in me right now?
Yes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I am burning through key points pretty fast, though.
Mr. DM, yes. I would like to make a perception check of the battlefield.
Okay, go for it.
Great.
What are you looking for?
I am looking for someone, preferably an arena employee, that might have some sort of school of magic that I could...
Okay.
Or even maybe someone in the crowd that's not really paying attention, but they look like maybe they could have a trick up their sleeve.
What'd you roll?
Perception
25. Oh.
did you really have to ask him? You should have just fucking told him.
So you
you just told him, yeah, he's right next to you.
You immediately recognize the clerics that revive people. They have one at like, it's a circle, so there's no corners, but there's four of them around it. You do notice half a dozen different spellcasters. With that, there's a couple that you recognize are probably more powerful than others.
Okay.
And you've been sitting here watching people fight, so you've kind of gotten a feel for what they're kind of capable of.
Are we sitting next to him?
Next to Alphonse?
Yeah.
I would imagine so. Yeah. I would imagine
Do
you guys
I see
are all up
you,
in the
like,
stands.
Looking around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not hiding. I'm just, like, scanning the crowd.
I would imagine it would just look like you're looking, though.
I'm going to raise my eyebrow and look at you.
What's up, Alan?
Give me an insight check.
Ooh, first big roll.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a really good insight
check. That's pretty
check.
Good on the die.
That's a 27.
Oh, here.
Are you trying
well,
to...
Well, hold on.
I'm just
me.
Trying to, like, gauge what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I'm going to roll deception, and I definitely didn't beat you.
Definitely didn't beat you.
What? Deception, that's a 14. So I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm just trying to see what kind of talent's out in the
I'd
crowd.
I'd like to cast Guidance.
Oh, okay. You have guidance for the next minute. You can add a D4 to any skill check.
You just see like a faint smile pop up for a second as he just like taps you on the shoulder.
Hey, watch this. I need someone in the crowd,
okay,
to make a wisdom saving throw DC 18.
Jason, be the crowd person.
Yeah, go ahead, use your stats, make a wisdom saving throw. I don't know if you're proficient in wisdom saving throws or not, but we're just going to use your stats.
Figure that's pretty easy.
You don't want to use mine.
Yeah, that way I'm not making something up. Yeah, I'm not going to use the paladin.
At least you're not using the cleric.
Yeah. Hold on. In the meantime, I think it's my turn. Yeah, you just went. And I negated all the...
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't punch myself this time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it would have just gotten rid of your echo.
Nothing happened. Because
your echo attacked. Sorry. Okay.
Why'd you ruin it?
We had such a good setup.
23 to hit?
No.
Kiss my ass.
Present it, bitch.
You ask for it, you might get it.
You should be sweaty.
You only take 4 damage.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Miss.
And I need a Constitution saving throw.
Ooh, that was so fucking close.
That thing rolled too. 19.
Okay. On the crit, if it's above 17, forget it.
Okay.
On the crit, you're going to take half to 12 bludgeoning damage. And I am going to flurry blows. You went reckless. I have advantage. I might as well. 30 to hit?
Nope.
How does with advantage he not crit?
I just did crit.
Oh.
I just crit a second ago. I rolled dual 18s for a 29 to hit.
So that would be...
And a 24. So I hit
18.
Three times.
18.
Right. What's half nine?
14.
Let's see. You're going to take another 14 damage. And I need a strength saving throw. DC 17.
Hang on, I gotta put in all my fucking little damages here. Alright, strength saving throw what?
17.
That's a 27.
Okay. So that does nothing. Go ahead, and it's your turn.
Alright, you know what? I'm going to... is this a free action or a bonus action? Let me read this real quick. Command Echo is just a free action, correct?
Yes.
All right. I want to command him 9 feet away from this guy to his left.
I am not going to use my reaction.
Do you get
for an opportunity attack?
Do you get a reaction?
Yeah, because you moved outside of 5 feet.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, 5 feet is the attack range, but I'm going to save my reaction.
Okay. And then I am going to...
So, yeah, you guys in the stands, you're watching. This guy's just... He's not doing a lot of damage, but... Poor Norris is having trouble connecting, and this guy's just so fast, just like starting at the top and working his way down, just pummeling the fuck out of Norris.
I'm going to then use my bonus action and teleport with my echo.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack recklessly with my echo.
Okay.
Holy cow, he's using a fighter.
Yeah.
It's like, holy.
Yeah, he's using it right.
I just rolled dual 15s there, so that's
that'll definitely hit.
Yeah, okay. So for the first one... So that's 20 damage.
I am going to deflect it. I need a DC 17 dex saving throw.
Dex?
Yep.
I failed.
Okay, Echo is gone.
Okay.
As I redirect his attack into himself.
Then I am going to use my free action to disconnect my arm. And I'm going to hit him again recklessly.
Okay, from 10 feet away. Okay.
Technically, I'm 9 feet, so I still got a foot of reach.
Look at that. Somebody knows how to play a fucking barbarian now. I'm kind of worried, to be honest.
All right, that's going to hit.
Okay.
And
I've already used my reaction, so I can't deflect it again.
It's 18 damage.
Okay.
And then... Oh. And then it's your turn, Mr. DM, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. I'm going to move up into your face.
Yep.
And I'm going to... I'm going to move around you. I'm going to take first attack. I need a con saving throw. Oh, I rolled dual natural ones. No, I don't.
You don't need a con saving throw?
Not on that one.
Okay.
And then that's a 20 to hit? I don't think that hits either.
It does not,
okay.
Actually.
I'm going to flurry of blows. 30 to hit. That one's going to hit.
This motherfucker.
And I need a con saving throw and a strength saving throw.
Well, con fails.
Okay, you are stunned.
And strength. Strength is a 24.
Okay. So you are now stunned.
Which
through
means?
Your until the end of my next turn. So I get to finish this round on you, and then I get another round before you get to act.
I did not consent. You don't get to finish anything on me, sir.
So you're gonna take. Let's see. So that's gonna be 7, 6. 7, 6, and 6. You're going to take 19 damage.
Is that halved or already?
That's
halved?
Already halved.
Okay.
And then on the next round.
He's just chipping
away.
Oh,
and if you're stunned, you automatically fail strength saving throws. So he would have moved you 15 feet that way. I'm going to move back up.
So if I get moved, well, I'm stunned, so I guess I wouldn't get like an opportunity, right?
Nope. Forceful movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks anyway.
Lots of awesome guy.
21 to hit.
Meets it, beats it, baby.
Okay, so that's a hit. Natural 20.
You bitch.
I love you. I'm glad I didn't wear my same sweater tonight.
I was worried you were going to.
Isn't it a badass sweater, though?
I fucking love
it. It's so
sweater.
Comfy, too.
It looks really comfy.
It really is.
I love the color, too.
You're going to take...
It's beautiful. I also really like your sweater.
So you're going
to
take 24 for the first two attacks, 24 damage. Let me roll the flurry blows. That's going to hit. Well, that's not a D20. Okay.
Oh, fuck your sweater.
Two. Your sweater is going to get... Home of Penn State.
All three of those hit.
They still beat Georgia.
Fuck you.
You're going to lose this match just like Georgia lost.
Ouch.
Matt, I'm leaving. I'm getting bullied over here.
Seven.
And it's not even by the DM.
So total for the five attacks.
Jesus Christ.
You're going to take... that would be 37 damage. And you are no longer stunned.
Perfect.
So now it's your turn. Oh, actually, you automatically fail your strength saving throw that I would have had you make. So he's going to push you back another 15 feet because you were stunned. You're going to hit.
But that ended
post.
After yours, though, right?
No, I would have done the push on my flurry of blows. So I would have pushed you twice.
Oh, okay.
And pushed you into the post for another 3d6. It's 9, half to 4.
Okay. All right. Well, as a bonus action, I'm going to second wind myself.
Okay.
And I don't have a d10, so... let it roll. Oh, fuck. All right, so I'm going to heal myself here.
Real quick, you tried casting a spell on somebody?
Uh-huh.
Give me a stealth check or sleight of hand.
Still have that guidance.
That's a D4 or D6?
D4. I got to make sure nobody saw you.
12. Let's see.
Plus a billion.
Sleight of hand. 22.
Nope. Yeah, nobody saw you.
And so then for my action. So I'm 30 foot right now, right?
You're about 15 feet away from him. The new fucking monks
I'm going
are
to use
awesome.
My movement and move 30 feet to the wall and hold my action.
Okay. I'm guessing holding attack?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, he is going to use his movement, and you see him run towards the wall, but not at you. And he runs up and along the wall, and as he comes by, he kicks you in the head.
Not the soft spot.
I don't have a soft spot anymore.
But you can do that?
As a monk, you can walk. You can run along. You can run along vertical surfaces.
Yep.
You're a bitch.
But as he comes into range, you get it triggers your attacks.
Perfect.
And yours attack your trigger first.
All right, I'm going to attack him recklessly.
Okay.
Neither of those hit.
Okay.
Do I get my two attacks?
Oh, yeah, you get your two attacks, yeah.
I don't think that hits either.
You're rolling terrible.
Yeah, he's rolling
actually,
like
no,
crap
wait,
today.
Wait,
the
wait,
dice
wait,
are
wait,
not
wait.
In your favor.
That's a 21 to hit.
21 hits.
All right, cool. Why did I do that? That's 19 damage.
Okay, he's going to negate all of that, and I need a dexterity saving throw from you.
You and your fucking negating shit. You can negate my fucking saving throw, asshole.
So cool.
All right, what'd you say it was?
DC 17 dex.
I pass.
Okay. So I still negate all the damage, but it does cost me a focus point. The new monks are so goddamn fun. But you do burn through focus points in a one-on-one battle. So you hit him as he's like running over your head along the wall, and he deflects it off to the side and uses that. He kind of grabs your hand and uses that as a pivot point and spins and drives his knee into your head.
Funny thing about my hands, it's located on my cock.
But that's only going to be an 18 to hit, so that's going to miss.
Absolutely it is.
And the second one is going to miss too. So coming down off, he tries to do this fancy move. He's trying to put on a show for everybody, doing these acrobatics. And it does not pay off, and he misses with both. So in defeat, he's going to drop behind you and use a key point for patient defense. And I'm going to take my 2d10 temporary hit points. Oh, actually, I don't even think I've used my temporary hit points yet. Oh, yeah, I did. 9 plus 6, 15. Okay.
So, question just so I know game mechanics, like, before I do this. If I'm 10 foot away and I have 10 foot of range, I can still connect on an attack, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, I would like to bonus action manifest echo right in front of me.
Like here or
like,
here?
Like, actually, let's do 10 foot in front of him. Yep, there you go.
Right there?
Yep. And then for my action... Actually, for my movement, I would like to move 40 feet... From my main guy.
You're going to provoke an opportunity attack.
God damn it. You know what? Fuck it. I'll risk it for the biscuit.
Okay. Let me check something. I want to make sure I didn't take Sentinel on this guy.
What's life without a little risk? Vanilla.
No, I do not have it. So he's going to take opportunity attack on you. 23 to hit.
Yep.
You're going to take 6 damage.
Perfect.
And then you'll move your 40 feet away. Your turn, Bocephus.
Okay, now I am going to command my Echo to disconnect his arm.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack this motherfucker with my Echo recklessly twice. 22 to hit.
22 hits. And I already used my reaction. I cannot deflect it.
Roll.
I think this fight was more interesting than mine.
That's 20 damage.
20, okay.
For my next trick. 19 to hit.
Misses.
Okay, and then I'm going to unleash Incarnate and attack him 2 more times.
Are you doing this at disadvantage? It should be a flat roll because I did Patient Defense.
Oh, I did not.
Oh, well, I didn't catch it before. Well, so just do a flat roll on this one.
I'm not going to re-roll these because. Actually, I am going to re-roll these because one's a crit and one's going to fail.
Okay, so yeah, pick one and re-roll it because it's a flat roll.
Obviously, that's a miss.
Okay,
and that's also a miss.
So.
Yep.
I am going to use. Actually, I don't even. I'm going to use my bonus action Step of the Wind. And spend a focus point to disengage and get up in his face. And I need... Let me roll my first attack. That's another natural 20. Jesus. You want to roll a con saving throw for me?
Yes. 17 plus...
Okay, 9. He passes.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to mark off 11 damage?
11.
Okay. On the crit. And then next attack. Another crit. I just crit twice on you.
I've only taken damage from one of the attacks.
All right, so how
I
much
haven't
damage
calculated the second damage yet.
I'm going to die.
That's only 9 damage on the second crit.
You 9 damage to crit.
Monks don't do a lot of damage. They just do consistent damage.
You just have to outlive him, man.
Yeah.
Outlive his key points.
Got this.
And that is his turn.
Okay. You got this, Norris.
I'm going to... God damn it.
You're in my face, aren't you?
Yep.
You're a bitch.
No, you're not.
I thought he was just going to pummel the shit out of this monk.
He's rolled like shit tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to shove you.
Okay.
For an action.
Okay.
That's just uncontested strength or like whatever.
Check? Yeah. Yeah. It'll be your athletics versus my acrobatics.
Uh, 19.
26.
Fuck you. All right. Well, then I'm going to bonus action. And yes, I take my opportunity attack. Bonus action.
That doesn't provoke an opportunity attack.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to teleport.
You can just teleport.
Well, then I just fucking wasted a goddamn action. I'm an idiot. All right. And then action.
You already used your action to shove him.
You're right. Bonus action. I'm at move.
We can also just make that shove your first attack. So you shoved him, and then you can use your second attack to try to hit him.
That's fine. I'll use my movement to move this way.
Okay.
Not against the wall, though. Just fuck that.
Okay.
10 foot away from the wall.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I'll use my second action or my second attack to attack with my Echo recklessly. That's going to be a 21 to hit.
Hit.
Perfect. And let me guess, you're going to deflect it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then it doesn't matter, I guess.
Well, it depends on how much damage you do.
20 damage?
Yeah, he's going to deflect that.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, he takes 1 damage.
Perfect.
Because I deflect 19 points of damage.
I wish.
Mr. DM, how close is the fight moved to where we were sitting in the crowd?
Roll a D8. So it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
I rolled a 2.
Okay. So you're going to be right there.
Okay.
So Norris is very close to you. and then I need a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, god damn it, that was cocked. 13.
I'm going to hit you with your own fist, and the echo's gone.
Okay.
That's your turn.
Yep.
I'm going to use my 60 feet of movement. to move around the whirling dervish into your face. Actually, I'm going to move around to the backside of you. You get the idea that he's always trying to have you between him and the whirling dervish because it's been a fairly effective tactic so far. I am going to 30 to hit.
Nope.
I need a con saving throw.
I failed.
Okay, you're stunned.
Okay, I'm dead.
And yeah, he's just gonna unload 9 attacks on you.
Yeah, I'm down. You might as well not even roll him.
What do you got?
I would like to risk my status at this place to cast something. I'd like to cast a healing tune. I'd like to disguise my healing word in a tune. Norris.
Give me a deception.
Okay.
Guidance.
Okay. Oh, God, that's not good.
Just going to tap him before
he that's good. Deception. 20.
With their insight. With the insight of everybody around you, I take it as one person rolling with advantage. They rolled a natural 19. So with any modifier, they definitely would have seen you cast this. Go ahead, carry out the spell. They didn't cancel it or anything.
Yeah, fuck it.
Your
spell goes through. I'm casting it. So I'm going to sing a tune like, Norris, not Boris, will save the day. And I healed you for 9.
Healed me for what?
9.
Oh, 9?
I'll take it.
How many hit points do you have left?
Not a lot.
Okay.
2, 1, 1.
Hits.
Jesus Christ.
Two, yeah, I'm
six
done.
6 hits.
Thanks for the 9.
One miss. So 6 hits. 7 hits. 7 hits. How many hit points are you at?
Not a lot.
Roll
your damage for 7. We'll see if you beat me. You think I'm going to give it up that easy? I'm not a sleut.
He has more than 7 hit points.
I do have more than 7 hit points, and you can always roll 7 ones.
Not very common.
I just rolled two and two ones on a healing word.
I see that.
74 halved.
which would be
37.
Yeah, I'm down. I had 33.
So you guys, watch.
This could have been real close.
This guy runs around, and he kind of jumps against the wall and bounces off of it and comes in with a Superman punch to the back of Norris's head. And from there, Norris is stunned and stumbling forward, and he just keeps just boom, 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 and keeps pushing him back into the whirling dervish. And the final hit, he takes both fists and just right to the chest, knocks him into the whirling dervish, and Norris goes down.
My money was not on Norris.
No, yeah. I had no money.
How many times has your character been knocked out?
This makes twice.
Both by monks. So,
a 2-year campaign.
Grand total loss hit points for the monk, 10.
How many did he have?
He had 146. He ended with 136.
Fuck that.
Monks for one-on-ones, man. They're scary.
Meanwhile, Norris had 191.
So after all of this, that is not how I thought this was going to go.
What do you mean?
I thought you were going to beat the shit out of this guy.
I tried.
You played so effectively, the dice just hated you.
Yeah.
You played very well. I was impressed.
I think that might be the best I've ever played my character.
The dice hated you across the table.
Yeah.
Given my
interference. The whole time, yeah.
That's par for the course. For
everything me. About it. So as soon as this happens... You guys see the clerics come out, and Norris, you're immediately healed up.
To what?
They put you at 10 hit points.
Okay.
Alphonse. Actually, you don't have high... your passive perception's probably high enough, probably all of you. You start seeing guards... moving towards where you guys are sitting.
Oh, I'll just meet them.
Okay.
Give a shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So guards come up and they surround Alphonse. And it's so we saw what you did. You need to come with us.
Happy to. Just trying to make a fight fun around here. It's pretty boring shit.
I appreciate that, but you still can't interfere with the fights.
Oh, fair.
So it's simple. Slap on the wrist.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And he ties you up. Hands behind your back, just because that's what they have to do. And he's just cool the whole time. He's like, sorry about this. I understand. But
formalities.
Yeah.
I dealt with the military. I get it.
Perfect.
I get it.
And so these guards start taking Alphonse away out of the practice ring. Do you guys follow? What do you guys do?
I'll follow Alphonse.
Okay. Everybody else?
do we have our fight soon for the next set?
Good question. Roll me a d6, Norris. Actually, that's a d4, cocked. Sorry. Roll a d4, because his is automatically last. We're going to see where in the order your fight was.
Numero uno.
Oh, so you were first. Okay. So, Alphonse, you get arrested, but you're back in time.
Okay.
Subtract 50 gold. They're going to fine you 50 gold.
Okay.
And they just take you down to the office. You pay your 50 gold, and they send you on your way.
In the office, I'd like to ask a question to the person. So, I mean, come on. This shit has to be tampered with, right?
Well, we try our best to keep it as fair as possible.
When someone's getting their ass kicked that bad?
I mean, it wasn't that bad. Seen a lot with your friend with the bang, bang. That was bad.
You should see what he does with other weapons. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So,
but I'm used to seeing fighting like that.
Yeah,
I'm
with you.
So how do
I
get around it?
You just have to be sneakier. You just have to make sure nobody sees you.
Shit.
That's it. That's all you gotta do.
So do I need to sit in the, like, how do I, what's the real trick? Is there a zone?
And he's like, so in the practice ring, it's pretty difficult. But when you're in the main Coliseum, that place is packed. It's really hard to see.
Okay.
So I didn't say that. But it happens.
Mom's the word. Got it.
Yeah.
Got
and he gives you a little wink and he's, but don't do it again.
I won't.
You be on your best behavior. I'm rooting for you.
Scout's
you got
honor.
This.
and sends you back on your way. 50 gold pourer.
I'll just make it 100.
it's, oh yeah, I've got a blind eye. This eye's not so good.
You stand on me left. I won't see shit. I swear to cross, I won't.
So you get back to the stands, and everybody kind of, the day goes on. Fallen, you do your fight. Everybody has a great time, and at the end of the day, you guys are invited out for drinks to celebrate with the rest of the fighters. Everybody go along, or what does everybody do?
I'm going to walk up to Fallen and Alphonse, be like, boys, I'm fucked. And not in the way I want to be fucked.
Do we need to go see Helga again?
If Helga can fucking or somebody needs to take me to a bed. Not feeling it. I'm not partying tonight. And that's saying something.
Slap you on the ass. It'll get better. And I'm just going to... Actually, no, I wouldn't have the spell slots for that.
Any spell slots you spent last time, you do not have.
Yeah, no, I don't have any spell slots. That's a...
Yeah, so better... you guys need to take me to a bed.
Well, Nor- can't we just call... Do you have Helga's call? Can't she pick you up and take you?
Now, you think I stuck around to get her number?
Well, I figured it's a blacksmith thing. They just have, like, a calling code.
Ding, 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 ding.
You get it.
I say we head back, though.
Well,
so you guys head back to the Fae Quarter?
Yeah.
Norris is going to a bed.
Okay. On your way back, you guys take the main path through town. You guys take the main path through town, and you notice that... The city center where the stage was, it is unusually dead. There's nobody around. And during the day, night, it doesn't usually matter. This place is packed. So here you see, I actually found a perfect map for what I described as the city center. So here you have the stage area. And then this is the market all around. Once again, this is a wonderful map by however you pronounce it.
Mr. Pooh, we love you.
Chapaku. I think it's Chapaku. Anyway, as you're walking through, you notice that there's nobody there.
I am going to burn one of my abilities, Eyes of the Night. So everyone has 300 feet of dark vision at this point. just as we're walking into something. Okay. Don't know what it is.
With your,
is this blatantly obvious that it's way deader it than it would be?
It is silent. There is nobody.
And do I have enough time to burn a channel of divinity?
Yeah.
Perfect. So Twilight Sanctuary is active.
Norris is probably like arm around Alphonse's shoulders and be like, man, you know, I felt like I fought a good fight. Can you just tell me I did, even if I didn't?
You did. I think you're more of a man with a mace.
You know, I thought my hands were a lot better than they were. I was trying to go for glory. Maybe I should have just went for a win.
I think that would have probably been the smarter move, but you did the glorious thing.
You know, I tried.
That win, that thing in the center just beat the shit out of you, dude.
Well, fuck, I didn't want to go to it, but the cocksucker kept pushing me there.
Why didn't you just grab onto it and swing around and try to kick him? Like, let yourself go and kick him.
You think that was an option?
I mean, we're in a world of limitless...
See, that's why I'm no good by myself.
That's okay, we got you.
The DM 100% would have allowed that.
What would I have had to have rolled?
It would have been an athletics check.
Jesus.
Also, everyone right now, temporary 19 hit points.
Oh, thank God.
As Twilight Sanctuary is active right now, since it's so quiet, it's...
Can I, perception to see if anything...
Yeah, give me a perception
is
check.
Off?
Yeah. Well, you know something's off. That's what would trigger you looking around.
Yeah, and that's whenever Norris, like, arm over shoulder with Alphonse and be like...
19?
Do you remember this place being this quiet?
No.
Passive?
No,
20?
And I can see really well on top of it.
Yeah. What's up with that? I mean, I'm not going to lie. Everything was a little hazy beforehand, a little dizzy, but, I mean, I'm feeling, decently better.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
So as you guys are having this conversation... These two ahead of you are kind of suspicious and looking around. And you two, Fallen and Dringor, you start noticing movement coming out from around the tents and the buildings. And it's casual. And you see these cloaked figures start walking out from all of these different directions. As you guys are walking around, we'll say you're over here. As you guys are walking through, somebody comes from this far entrance to the city center. And he's a tall drow man. He pulls back his hood, and he's got this large bladed staff that he's carrying with him. And he walks out, blocking your path. Just casual. But all of you with your passive perceptions, you can see all these people coming out from every opening in the city center. And this lead drow walks out and he's, hey, you boys, couldn't help but see your fights today. Impressive. All of you. And he specifically looks at Dringor. Yours most especially. That was quite a display you put on. I'd like to take a look at that weapon of yours, if you don't mind.
I reckon I wouldn't mind.
Oh, that's fine. I can appreciate that, but one way or another, I'm leaving here with that.
There's only one way you're gonna get it.
Norris would immediately perk up a little bit and burn another rage.
Okay.
As soon as I heard him say one way or another he's going to leave with it, I'd burn another rage.
Okay. Oh, gentlemen, I see your posturing. You don't need to do that. That's fine. This can be a peaceful interaction. I'll even pay you for that peace.
The way you're going about it doesn't sound so fucking peaceful, asshole.
Well, I'm always going to try the peaceful route. That doesn't mean that things always go the peaceful route. And at this point, you start seeing that there's about a dozen of them that are slowly moving their way, slowly encircling you. Now, you boys have had a long day. I'm sure you're all quite tired. I don't want to hurt anybody, especially talented fighters like yourselves. I would really like to pass this peacefully, but that's up to you. You can come with us. You can talk to the boss, maybe make a deal, but one way or another, we'd like to take a look at that.
Well, you can look right over there.
My eyes aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, you remember my fight.
And he starts walking towards you, and you even, I don't know what your passive insight is, but whatever it is, he doesn't show a bit of fear.
You know, and at this point, now that Norris is ready, Alphonse is actually like approaching him like, you're asking to see our weapon, what do you got?
Oh, this here? This is just a simple weapon? And he clangs it on the ground, and these it's like a split blade at the top. It's a glaive, and it's got this like 2 foot long hooked blade that's split, so it's open down the middle. So it's kind of like two scimitar blades running next to each other. And as he clangs it, this purple flame comes out at the base of the blades and fills in between the two blades.
How large is this?
It's about 6 foot tall.
6 foot tall. So it's probably bigger than a great the size of a great sword?
Bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah.
While this interaction is happening, can I roll a perception check to see who looks the like weakest out of the group that is coming into us?
Yeah.
Minus this guy?
Yeah. Go for it.
That's cocked. Oh, fuck. That's just a 10.
Yeah, it's dark out. Even though you have this improved night vision, they're all wearing cloaks. It's hard to see. And also, you just got your ass kicked by a real little guy. So right now, you're feeling really not comfortable judging people by their size.
Do I see them still coming in?
And I'm they're kind of closing. They're kind of making a closed circle around you guys.
How close am I to Dringor?
I would imagine you guys are all within 10 feet.
I'm just going to lean over to Dringor and say, hang on a second. Sleight of hand. Or no, it'd probably be stealth, huh? If I'm trying to whisper to him.
Stealth.
15.
Go for it. Say what you gotta say.
I would tell Dringor, help me look for... help me look for a weak guy. My eyes ain't what they should be.
Give me a perception check. Perception or insight, either one. 23. There's a guy about 10 feet to Norris's right who's walking with a bit of a limp.
You want me to stealth the whisper back?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, you don't get... This isn't for creeping.
Okay.
This is for talking, so... Okay, perfect.
That's 29.
Okay, yeah, they don't hear anything you say. Okay. Now, what do you say? My boss over at the syndicate, he would just really like to talk to you. And I think it would be in all of your best interest to just cooperate. This transaction goes down, and then we just send you on your way. It's not far. We just got to walk a couple of blocks.
I see what you're saying. So we're new. Syndicate, what's that?
Oh, that's understandable. We're fairly new, but we're trying to make a name for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
We're the Night Spire Syndicate.
Night Spire?
Yeah. You know, we really only come out at night. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, clearly.
You know, so what other mobs are in this town?
There's the Shift in Hand. There's a couple of others I can't remember right now.
you do know we're kind of down with that crowd, right?
Well, that's fine. You're uh-huh. not down with the Night Spire Syndicate, so...
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, we can be. We can all be friends. You just got to come with us.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me see your staff.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
It looks so pretty. Let me
hold it. It's beautiful.
I mean, you want to hold his. Let me hold yours.
Tell you what. I'll trade you. I'll let you hold my staff. You let me hold that sword bangy thing of yours.
Yeah, listen here. This thing here, I earned.
Oh, that's great. I earned this, too.
Yeah, well, you ain't earned this.
All right. Well...
Drager, let me just hold the staff. I'm really curious.
You think
it's just magical and it's... Ooh, it's a little flame.
Oh, yeah. It's really just a blade with some fire.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't do much. Yeah. But that thing sure seems to do an awful lot.
Yeah, and, you know, you saw my fight?
I did.
Yeah. How long did that take?
Not long. About 6 seconds.
Imagine if I had a little more time.
Yeah, that's fine. I got a lot of bodies to throw in front of you.
I wouldn't count on all your bodies.
Tell you what. If you want to do this the hard way, jump.
Can you insight your own party? I just want to get the vibe with it.
Yeah, go for it.
You don't even have to insight me.
Norris
is ready to avenge himself.
Norris is ready to fight with his... Like 29 hit points.
Ish.
Remind me. I burned my 7th. Burned my 6th. I burned my 5th. Did I burn through all my 4th and 3rds?
I do not remember.
I'm trying to remember because I long rested it by accident.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
No, you didn't.
I would say get rid of half your spell slots.
Okay.
30, 20,
get the vibe of the group.
Okay, with a 20, you guys, you know these guys well enough. Where's everybody's heads at?
Norris is ready. One way or another, like I'm like an inch away.
Alphonse refuses to let up your pistol.
Yeah, you're not giving up your fucking pistol.
No.
So. I guess that's the easy answer. Pistol or no pistol?
6th, 7th.
So what's your head worth? Because you're about to fucking find out.
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, probably quite a bit at this point. I bet you'd get a decent bit of renown for my head.
I'm within touching distance of him. I can reach out and touch him, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to roll an attack against him.
Okay.
I rolled a 25 for shocking grasp.
That definitely hits.
Can I chain something to that?
Chain something to it?
Yeah, as soon as I see him attack, I'd like to cast a spell.
Well, I will say I had a reason why I was rolling perception on the weakest link, so I would like to hold an action, and it's a spellcasting action.
Okay.
So I am.
You'll have to drop your rage.
Yes, I am willing. I am willing to drop rage. Okay. I already knew that.
Okay.
I just wanted to look around. Rage was just a bluff at this point, so I was not intending to use my rage at this point because I knew what I wanted to do.
Okay. In that case, I will have everybody roll initiative.
God damn it.
So I'm at like the back of the pack.
Okay.
Real quick. They've seen us. There's how many are around us total in their position?
There are 12 of them. And they're in a circle around you.
So, this is up to you. I can cast invisibility on myself.
Okay. Yeah, I'm basically going to give you guys a surprise round. He's holding off, so you guys are all acting first.
I'm going to cast invisibility on myself, so... There's that.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay. Alphonse.
19.
I'm actually trying to use the initiative tracker in D&D Beyond, so we'll see if I'm successful. Norris.
That's a 14.
14. Fallen?
That's a three.
Three? Right where you want to be. Dringor? And Ash?
14.
14. All right. We'll just go around the table. You want to go invisible?
Yep.
Okay.
Here, everybody get your minis. Actually,
we're just going to do the first round because we're going to do the first round and then we're going to call the episode and we'll pick it up next time. I just wanted to get initiative going and stuff like that. So you're invisible?
Yep.
Alphonse.
Shocking grass for a total of 14 damage.
14 damage to the Drow Inquisitor. Okay, Norris.
You're asking what I want to do?
Yes.
Okay, I am going to... Also, Matt, remind me, out of game, remind me to talk to you about this Wanda Orcus and the charges afterwards.
Okay.
So, the person that I was... person that I was investigating who
the weakest
has,
link.
Has a limp. Yep, weakest link. I am going to drop rage and then cast Finger of Death upon that person.
Okay. Roll your damage.
It's perfect.
And it's a con save?
Yeah. Target must make a con saving throw.
Fails.
Perfect. Oh my god. God. Is this a D8?
Hmm?
Is this a D8? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
If you wanted. Oh, you got it.
You take 61 damage.
Woo! He's hurting. He ain't down. But he's hurting. Dringor.
So with a surprise action.
Yeah, you get one action.
I'm going to just unload. I'm not going to use Phantom Hammer, I'm going to do a full attack action.
Okay. DiMaggio.
Can't add anything. Wow. Yeah. Right. So it is.
Okay. And that's the main guy?
Yeah.
And that's just on the one crit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we determine that my thing does not have back.
Correct.
But now it's not even. Now it's not even.
Okay.
After
the
surge?
Yeah. What are you rolling? He doesn't have a crazy AC.
The other two were really helpful.
Okay.
This one is a 21.
Hits. Looking bloodied.
God, he just rings damage.
Perfect.
And as you're unloading these rounds into this guy, like he's taking the hits, it hurts, but you see that his eyes just get bigger.
So where is he comparatively?
Right in front of you guys. We'll say. I'm just gonna use this real quick. He's right there. Like he walked right in front of your group to have this conversation.
Where is your character?
You're all just in that bunch right there.
That bunch? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm dropping Guardian of Faith.
Okay.
So, giant spectral comes down. Anything within it needs to make a dex saving throw, so 18.
And that's on their turn? At the beginning of their turn?
A large spectral guardian appears, hovers the duration on an occupied space you choose that can be seen within range. Guardian's occupied space is indistinctly except for a gleaming sword and shield. Any creature hostile to you that moves into a space within 10 feet of the guardian for the first time on turn must succeed a dexterity saving throw.
So it's on their turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Perfect. So you drop that. You drop that right next to him, I'm assuming? Oh, okay. So Drangor, you would probably be, where would you be in the group? Towards the front or further back? Probably in the middle?
I mean, I guess I was looking around, so I guess maybe towards, I would say if this is kind of where we're walking in, being looking around, I think I would be towards the front.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, we'll just say that it's dropped right there at the front of your group.
Because I want it next to you, because if anything walks up close to you, it's immediately getting whacked if it's trying to hide.
That's fair.
Okay. That brings us back to the top of initiative. Drangor Darkmoon. You're up.
I'm going to... I want to do it so bad. I'm going to use my action to cast Disintegrate on that.
Okay.
It's a DC 15. Forget what. Let me see what the action is.
I think it's a dex.
Oh, I got to look up actual Disintegrate spell.
Yeah. I think it's a dex save. Okay, fails.
Fails?
Yep. Yeah, it's disintegrate.
Seventy-seven damage.
So you guys see Drangor levels his gun and you watch, like, it's a revolver with a rapier coming out the bottom of the barrel, and you watch as this energy pulses from the barrel, the actual chamber where it holds the rounds, and it pulses down the sword blade and comes out the end, and it hits this drow right in the middle of the chest, and as it hits, it just burns through. And he just starts turning to ash from there, and the ash floats away.
Yeah. The rest of you value your life, you better scoop.
Okay. Roll intimidation.
Can I bonus action and give him bardic inspiration, please?
On your turn. All right.
Got a big plus zero to that.
That's still pretty good. Here, I'm going to see how many guys are affected by that. A couple of them look a little squeamish. I rolled pretty high, but a couple of them look pretty squeamish. The first one is going to, watching you do that, he's going to... shoot his crossbow at you for his two attacks.
I get disadvantage because of my cloak.
Okay. Does a... Well, that puts it at 17. Does a 17 hit? I don't think it does.
Nope.
Yeah. That's cocked. Oh, that's a 2 anyway. So he's going to miss on both attacks. Alphonse.
How many people are around us?
Now 11.
11. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to pull out my violin and bowstring.
Okay.
And I am going to play a tune. And I need everyone in that group to make a wisdom saving throw DC 15.
Is this a charm effect?
Yes.
Okay. These are elves, so they get advantage on it.
Yeah, it's charmed.
Yep. And it's DC
15.
15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let that one passes. Let me look up what their wisdom save is. So first passes, second passes, fails. So you got one fail, two fail, three fail, four fail. I think that's 11, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so you got five fails.
They're charmed.
Okay, so those five just kind of
And then I'm just going to use my movement speed to just buddy up with the rest of their group.
Okay, so I will just skip the next five in initiative. So that is going to bring us to this one. He is going to... So you see off to kind of behind and to the right of that the laid guy. You see this drow, and he's... When you catch a little bit of light, because you guys have such good dark vision, you see that he's got not just two eyes, but a series of spider-like eyes filling most of his face. And he grabs his cloak and throws it to the ground as legs start sprouting out of his back, and he turns into a giant spider. And then for his action, who was at the front of the group? Was that you? Okay. He is going to take his three attacks at you. Mm-hmm.
Does he come within range of your guardian?
Oh, yes.
DC 18.
Passes.
Passes? He yep. takes 10 points of radiant.
Okay.
20.
I got a 20 to hit?
18.
Okay. So you are going to take 12 piercing damage and 31 poison damage. Oh, wait. I need a DC 15 con save, actually.
And I have advantage with poison.
Yeah.
That is a 15 on the money.
Okay, so you save.
Plus.
So you take 15 poison damage.
Nice.
That one's going to hit as well. I need. Oh. Actually, this one doesn't have a saving throw. Oh, no, wait, that's humanoid form only. So that doesn't. Yeah, that's humanoid form.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be another 12 piercing and then con saving throw.
Negative.
Okay. So 31 poison damage. Since you're resistant, half to 15. And then Drengor, I need a DC 15 strength check.
Drengor.
Yeah, that's a 27 to hit you.
I said it.
You are at. He sprays a web at you and restrains you to the ground. You are covered in web. And you, I don't think you take any damage. I think you're just restrained. Yes. And then that will bring us to you.
Norris.
Norris, Gonna attack you.
You. Soldier boy, tell.
20, that doesn't hit you, right?
It does not.
Those two miss. These guys don't have a whole lot of plus to hit. A lot of these guys are kind of fodder. that one's going to be another 18 to hit. The next guy, that one's going to hit with a 21.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you will take 10 damage. Another, no, that's a 19 to hit, so that's not going to do it. And then, coming up from behind your group, you're invisible, so can't see you. Alphonse, you were towards the back?
Just somewhere in the group. Doesn't matter. Wherever.
Okay.
I just moved back to get the protection from his spell.
Oh, okay.
If anything enters it.
The one coming up behind you is going to take his three attacks at you.
Do they provoke an opportunity when they walk past me?
So he would have already been in that circle. He would have seen you disappear.
Okay.
Yeah. 19 to hit?
Yep.
Okay. You will take 27 necrotic damage.
You might as well just go with the total here.
What's that?
Just go with the total.
Oh, okay. Second attack's going to miss.
Okay.
And then 18?
No, it misses.
Okay, so he just hits with the 127.
And it's poison?
Yeah.
Do you have to roll anything for the poison?
Nope.
Okay.
And no, that was necrotic.
Necrotic, okay.
Yeah, that one was necrotic. I think that's all of his. And then... yeah, nobody knows where the fuck you are, so you're safe. The other two towards the back are gonna attack you, Alphonse. That's gonna be 20 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's, 20 damage. It's 9 piercing, 11 poison. And then 17 to hit doesn't hit you. And then the last guy before we start over, that's a miss and a miss. They only have plus 6 to hit, those ones. So it's more quantity than anything.
Did any of them take damage from the guardian that we have up?
Oh, yes, one of them did.
The big guy did.
Yeah, the rest of them attacked from the rear.
Okay.
So they would not have been in range of that.
Okay.
I attacked your mom from the rear.
And then that's going to bring...
She's a nice lady.
Matt didn't even say anything.
Ash, you're up. Yeah, Alphonse, you went, right?
Okay. So they all kind of worked their way past me and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
actually, no, there's a couple that just shot at him.
Oh, okay.
That are still back a ways. But the one who took the slash at him is walked past you.
Trying to think.
Any attack you make is at advantage because you're invisible.
So I'm gonna, seeing that the spider's probably the biggest threat, thinking here.
Yeah, you would say either the spider or the guy with the shadow sword that just hit Alphonse, who's basically right next to you.
I'm actually gonna go, because there's enough guys in the front to deal with the spider. I'm gonna deal with what's in the rear.
Okay.
I'm going to come up in melee range of him.
Okay. Yeah, you're right there.
And I'm going to take two attacks at him with the sword. With me sword.
Me sword.
Is it, and it's at advantage, you said?
Yeah, your first attack's at advantage.
Oh, 19.
That'll definitely hit. even without a modifier.
Yeah, that's 20. Or that's 30 on the nose. So 2D. I wasn't ready for this. And I will... I'm going to burn my second level. Smite him.
Okay.
For 3D8.
On your spell, do they get to save at the end of their turn? Or... Okay.
Well, it'd be begin. Hold on, let me check.
I'm sure it's at the end of their turn. I'd be really surprised if it was beginning of their turn.
The charmed creatures, regardless of friendly or not, can attack you. Charmed creatures can attempt to break the charm at the end of their turn.
Okay. Yeah, so they all lose that round, and then next time, I'll roll again.
I'm just making sure I don't have anything else to add here. I don't think I do, but... So the first attack hits for 30 damage.
Okay.
On him.
I just rolled. Since their turn passed, two of them are still charmed.
Does a 28 hit?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll only do this smite at second. Oh, wait, I can't. He's a bonus for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only do this. Oh my god, math. 17 damage.
Okay.
And that burns that turn.
Hey, Norris.
Yep.
You're up.
Now, does that drop my invisibility?
Yes.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah,
what
you're
I
visible.
It's my turn in this ship.
Mm-hmm.
How's the spider looking?
Fine.
Where is the spider?
Right at the front of your group. Basically, it's right where he took the place of the other one, so he's right where you're. Echo Mini is.
Interesting. So he's right in my face.
See.
I'm a bonus action rage.
Okay.
And then, I'm going to say what I want to do, but then I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
So I'm a attack him, Reckless Great Weapons Master. However, comma, since I already said this, I'm going to take it. How do you know when to hold it and when to not?
You hold it if there's nothing you can do to get to them to perform the action, but you think they might come towards you. Or if there's like a triggering event that you want to happen. Okay. Like, attacks so-and-so, I want to use my action.
Okay. So I could have just went reckless and been all right.
Yeah.
Not have to subtract 5. I'm not worried about it. The first one does not hit it.
What is it?
7 and a 5. And I only have a +5 to roll.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Those don't hit.
That one hits.
Okay.
That's going to be a 22.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Spider doesn't look like it's very heavily armored. It's not covered in plate armor.
+17 damage.
Okay.
And then for... Well, that's it.
Okay. I got one that's going to go. They ended up really grouped up in initiative. I have one that's going to go. He's going to take two shots at Alphonse. 20 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is one of the little guys. So 9 piercing, 11 poison.
I'm down.
Okay. Second attack is going to go towards probably Norris. Norris, okay. You look like a threat, so that's only a 20 to hit. I don't think that hits you.
It does not.
Okay. That brings us to Fallen.
Perfect. First up, Twilight Sanctuary. Give myself another 19 temporary hit points.
Nice.
So... go. Then we're gonna swing at this thing.
Okay. That'll hit.
28.
That'll definitely hit.
Perfect.
That's at the spider?
That's the spider. Yeah. So 1, 8, 9. So 9 from that, and then the radiant damage. So 9 regular, 6 radiant.
6 radiant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. And. How's everyone else? You're down, correct?
Yeah, Alphonse is down.
Okay.
I have 10 hit points plus 9 temp.
Okay. How's your character looking? Okay.
Yeah, Dringor's. Right as rain.
Okay.
I think Norris and Alphonse are the only two that are.
Ash isn't in
pretty
good
bloody.
Shape. Yeah. Ash is in pretty rough shape.
Bonus action then. Healing word.
Okay.
So, with that.
Is Twilight Sanctuary not. Is that a free action?
Yeah, it's a free continuous thing as you're.
And non-concentration?
It is concentration.
Aren't you concentrating on... That's not concentration?
You just drop it.
Damn, that's rough.
that's why
said,
I don't
damn,
have
that's rough.
The Whirly Bird.
That's right.
Or else that would have been running instead.
Yeah.
But I want a temp instead. Yeah. Bonus. We're going to get you some health.
If I die, I die. It's all good.
Well, 16 hit points.
Okay.
I take it there's no clerics waiting to revive us once we go down?
No.
We ain't in Kansas no more, fall. Toto.
Slowly but sure, we're going to keep everyone going. So that's what I got.
Okay. That ends round one. Mm-hmm. So we will pick it up there next week.
Woo!
Woo! Well, thanks everyone for listening to this exciting episode of Dubstep and Dragons on a great end. We'll see what happens next time. Don't forget to drop us a like, follow, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform, as well as drop us a comment. Let us know what your thoughts are on this and the wonderful ass-kicking that Norris got.
Fuck you.
Aww.
But yes, he did kick his ass twice.
But as always, we'll see you next week.
Toodles!
Bye!